Hey everyone, I'm Madonna and this is David and this is little Teddy and we're here for your tip of the day. We were just chatting a little bit about people pleasing as well, because I have clients who come in and by the time they've been there 10 minutes, they've apologized to me five times. You know, and they sort of, and one of the things that David said was, well, nothing wrong with that. Sometimes people are just, you know, people are just nice. Except one of the things I've found over the years that some people are not just people pleasers, which is fine, and that's just being nice, but sometimes they don't feel like they deserve to have their place on the planet.
Yucky day.
Right. Okay.
And I've found that over the years, maybe because I've then combined it with kinesiology and found big
Yucky.
survival patterns and things like that. Shh.
Yucky
So from that perspective, you know, if we don't feel worthy, if we don't feel like we deserve to be here, then that's a real problem for people.
Right.
Everyone deserves to have their place on the planet.
Sure.
Most people.
Well, if you look at what's really happening.
Well, I was going to say that some people don't think that we deserve to be here, but I believe that every
Well,
human has the right to
the
be here.
difficulty. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so a lot of things like people pleasing, they come out of childhood experiences that we learn, if we come from a less regulated family or even an abusive family system, you'll end up with situations like everything has to be about pleasing mom and dad. And it's like, because otherwise you might make them emotional.
Well, funny you say that because we had a kid live with us for 6 weeks about 20 years ago, and he apologized before he made any comment.
Right.
You know, so he would say, "Oh, I'm sorry to say this, but," and after, you know, and I kept saying to him, "Why do you keep apologizing before you make an opinion?" And he said, because it was the easier way not to get hit at home.
Oh,
So
really?
he found that if he apologized first, he was less likely to be hit. You
Okay.
know, which is obviously an extreme thing, but you do wonder, you know, about people who,
Actually, I was listening to a story the other day by a counseling teacher, and he was talking about how a kid might start with people pleasing, trying to be nice, like dad hits me all the time. And so, well, try to be really nice and maybe it won't work. And that works for a while, but then he starts hitting him again. So then he might try another strategy, like maybe I'll just be by myself and keep out of his way, which was the other point you're making about people not wanting to take space up space in the world. So this thing, well, maybe if I'm invisible, not only I'm really nice, but if I'm invisible as well and just stay in my room and don't get in dad's space, he won't hit me anymore. And that works for a little while, and then the comes back in. And then another strategy and another strategy. Now, all these strategies that the kids get involved in to try to make peace at home, they end up, when you're an adult, they're not very helpful things. So the people pleasing, like you say, it's not helpful because it's too meek. Yeah, it's not assertive enough. It's not right. And the other thing is, trying to be invisible, it's like no, you need to fill the space. And so, in counseling, you work with these things and bring them out and back to, because people do deserve agency to have an effect. And in some houses, they'll be invisible, or, like we said, just be nice all the time. But that means that you never are able to express anger, like, because anger's not always bad. Sometimes,
No, sometimes it stimulates the
and
ability to
they
do
need to say
something or
no,
speak up.
and you need that to stop people from doing the wrong thing. And so not only is a kid like that in it, they're growing up in an environment where they're people pleasing, and also but the other thing, they learn that you're not allowed to be angry, when sometimes you need to be angry to stop people from doing the wrong thing.
Absolutely. And of course, men on the planet are being taught not to be angry at the moment. We're trying to de You
Well,
know, we're creating a real issue at the moment
that's
with
a
kids.
complicated story,
It certainly
not for a
is.
short tip.
No. So, tip of the day. I deserve to be human. I deserve to have fun. I deserve to be here on the planet.
Yeah, and I deserve to speak my mind, and I deserve to be there.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thanks, Teddy. Thanks, David. Have a good one.
Happy school holiday.
Cheeky galiki.